Heather Tomasello has some tasty new books that are the perfect meal for this week.
On the fourth day of National Children's Book Week, we're dishing out books that follow this year's theme, Fuel Your Mind. There's no better way to fortify young readers than with a balanced diet of good books. Marjorie Priceman's scrumptious book, How to Make an Apple Pie and See the World, recognizes that the quickest way to get children's attention may be to play with their taste buds. Making an apple pie is easy. Unless, of course, the market is closed. A delightful cross between a geography lesson and the joy of cooking, readers journey from Italy for semolina wheat to Sri Lanka for cinnamon from the Kurundu tree. This book is highly interactive, comes complete with an easy apple pie recipe, and instructions for hosting an apple tasting party that put the reader's new knowledge to delicious use. Keep the Buttered Side Up by Kathleen Gay combines two of children's greatest interests, food and random trivia. It covers culinary superstitions and fun food facts from around the world. Did you know that placing a salt shaker before your guests is a sign of goodwill? But it's bad luck to pass it to them. As the old saying goes, pass me salt, pass me sorrow. And heaven help you if you knock over the shaker. From lucky and unlucky etiquette like this to the original name of hot dogs, this book offers unique insight into the history of what we eat and the superstitions that explain why we eat it, which should, of course, be taken with a grain of salt. Perhaps the most interesting book du jour is How Are You Peeling? By Saxton Freeman and Joost Elfers. Yes, after their triumph last year with Play With Your Food, the famous produce prestidigitators have done it again. This book is subtitled Foods with Moods, but I think it should be called Foods with Attitudes. Oranges, apples, kiwis, peppers, and onions are just a few of the characters in this book. Brought to life by an X-Acto knife, black-eyed peas, and the author's uncanny ability to find the face in a fruit or vegetable. Ever seen an insecure onion? A jealous tomato? How about a silly kiwi? Freeman and Elfer's edible masterpieces demonstrate that, like a trip down the produce aisle, books make great meals for the imagination.